pardon?
Could then you put it something?
Even the whole world, the whole structure revolve this idea, because really it doesn't exist. It seems to be existing to your mind when you are knocking the door. It is true. But I am giving you a formula because I am seated in the field of reality. From there I can tell you what to do so that you can come out of it. So, from the point of view of that reality, this does not exist. So, revolve in your mind the idea that it does not really exist. Similarly, you also don't exist. Realize that you also don't exist. You means your mind, your stuff of consciousness, your ego sense. Manaha, Chitta, Ahankara.
Even Chitta.
Everything. Chit is different from Chitta. Chit is different. Chitta is the ordinary stuff of consciousness in which we are living. Mind is the one sense which coordinates all the senses. Buddhi is intelligence. And Ahankara is ego sense. So this is what you call yourself to be yourself. All this also really does not exist. Revolve this idea in your mind. Realize that all this does not exist. And withdraw from it as much as possible. All the time realizing that ultimately here there is nothing. Good, evil, even the good things are not really good. So by intensification of the sense of meaninglessness of all that is here, by realizing that this world does not exist, that you do not exist, this is the negative method. The positive method is there is only one that exists, and that is Sat, that Tat Sat. Constantly think that that only exists. So when you will have this negative practice and the positive practice, intensify it day in and day out, and don't bother about anything. Of course, for the purpose of living your life, because your body is there, which does not really exist, but it is there to your present condition. And you will be obliged to do so many actions. Even to breathe, for example, is an action. And to maintain your body, you have to do so many actions. So do minimum actions. In Buddhism, there is a prescription of compassionate actions. You do all the compassionate actions. Here, even this is not obligatory. Minimize as much as possible. The more inactive you can become, which is not easy. So you have to train yourself to reach a point where you can really have no inclination to work. No motivation of work. Or if you have more motivation, make those motivations as disinterested as possible.
But doesn't the Gita say keep doing your...
Therefore, Gita teaching is different from this teaching. I will come to that teaching. This is Advaitic teaching I am giving at present. The Gita's teaching is much larger. I am giving different answers which have been given to this question. And Advaita is one of the answers. Like Buddhism is one answer, this is another answer. So minimize your actions. And even if you want to do action, do it as disinterestedly as possible. But ultimately reach yourself into this state of mind where Vairagya is perfect. Vairagya means that all this world is flimsy, meaningless. That even the so-called good is not really good. Then what is the question of evil? Evil of course is not good. But even the so-called good is not good. So what is there actually to be attached to? There is nothing here in this world to which you should be attached. So sooner you can do this, the better. But you cannot all jump into it immediately. Therefore, in the meantime, you are allowed to do all kinds of things which may ultimately lead you to this. You may do any kind of trick, any kind of device. You may go to a temple, do lot of worship of God, although God also does not exist. But for the time being, it's a kind of a clutch. You handle the God in the temple. He at least is bigger than you, so it will make you realize that you are nothing. So worship God. Spend as much time as possible in puja. The longer you can do, the better, because at least it will take you from lot of actions, karma. No constructs. It will give you lot of puja and lot of time in that. And of course you can give this teaching according to the capacity of each individual. You shouldn't give all this teaching to everybody. Everybody is not deserving to be given all these doses of the highest knowledge. To some people you should say that yes, you must do only action and nothing else. Because they are not capable of coming out of it, and if you tell them, and when you enter into a consciousness where the stupendous reality will be seen, will be experienced, where you will not even be the experiencer, because even you will be lost completely, there will remain only tatsat, nothing else. That is the state of liberation. So here in this sadhana, what is important is that mind is the instrument. In this sadhana, the mind is the instrument. The thinking of the mind, positive and negative, is the instrument. Meditation is the instrument. You meditate upon this idea. Concentration, samadhi, is the instrument. So when you can train your mind to a point where you can reach this stage, that is the utility of your mind. So as far as the instrumentality is concerned, mind is an important instrument. And the mind is to be used, it has to be subtilized. Mind is to be trained, refined, so that it can reach this point, and then you can make a jump out of it. This is the Vedic method.